Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Joel Elkonen. He is the co-host of the Benzinga pre-market show and becoming a more regular guest on our website. Joel, what you're so good at is taking into account day-to-day news, even short-term moves in some of the stocks, and trying to see if there is some value for the trader and trying to make light of if the moves are overdone. What we're going to start off here is with Boeing. We have all, I think, read the news headlines of the Boeing planes that have been having, well, a lot of trouble taking off. They've been dealing with a couple accidents, and that has led to a number of countries, including the UK and China, grounding this new plane, the 737 MAX. That has hit the stock. The stock just this week down about 11.5%. What do you think about the stock's moves on the back of these issues Boeing is having with their new plane?
Well, first of all, you have to take into account that the circumstances behind both plane crashes were similar, where the plane was cleared for land for takeoff, made the takeoff, and then immediately recognized problems and tried to return to the airport. So the fact that the circumstances were similar is not good for the stock. As far as the way that, you know, the market's reacting to it, I would say that the trading action from yesterday was a little bit more predictable because you came into a technical area. And what I mean by that is that you had a large gap in price off its last earnings report. So that left a lot of shorts and a lot of people that wanted to get long in the dust here. So you had the stock run from, you know, from 365 up to 445. In a heartbeat. So anyone that wanted to be long missed out on the opportunity. Short sellers out there just got stuffed in that kind of move. So when you have an event like that, and then it in one day, you know, you're getting back a lot of the gains. I think what you saw on the open yesterday was those shorts, man, just saying, you know, I mean, I don't want to use a bad circumstance for people to profit, but I think that the short sellers were out in force. You had that technical, you know, gap fill. I think you had investors that wanted to be long the stock, got into it. And that was enough for, you know, for a major rally. It got just over a psychological $400 level. And I thought we would dance around that a little bit more today, have a little bit quieter range. But as it turns out, other countries are, you know, they're grounding the flights. There's been no resolution to the crash. I guess they're going over the black box recordings. So until that, you know, is cleared up, I think it's hard to be the buyer of the stock on this dip. But I think also if you look at the backlog that they have for those planes, this is going to be a big part of their profits going forward. They have a real, you know, besides the backlogs, they have a real high margin on this. So I think you just got to sit tight and see what comes out of the investigations.
Yeah, it's one of those where these news events definitely driving the story, but we don't know how it's all going to play out in terms of, as you said, more sales for this airline or for the plane manufacturer, or if this really does throw a wrench in one of their new models. Well, from a technical perspective, though, can we talk about these moves? It's so curious to see that drop yesterday take us right down into a gap that was back in January 30th, and now there is a gap from yesterday that sits up just above that 400, about 405 to about 413. What do you think about, first of all, that fill of that gap from January and now this new gap up above?
Well, I mean, the gap is fulfilled on the downside. So, if I thought, okay, everything's going to be okay, I'd be leaning on that low from yesterday, you know, as a stop out point on the long side. That gap on the upside, it's going to take a while to fill. I mean, unless they just come right out and say, hey, you know, Boeing did nothing wrong, it was a pilot error. I think even if you do have that, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of thoughts in investors' minds that, you know, hey, two crashes in, you know, 6 months, you know, are there, you know, there could be more in the pipeline. Also, another thing that you have to keep in consideration with a stock like Boeing is a lot of people have been in this angle. If you go back to, let's say, the middle of 2017, you know, it was the stock was under $200. So you went from 200 to 440. I mean, you could go farther back at the end of 2016, it was 150, keep going back. So what you have to keep in your mind is that if you're a new buyer of this stock here at 375 and there are rallies here, you're going to be competing with all the people that got stuck in the stock over 400 on the major breakout. And you're also going to be competing with the people that like, wow, maybe I missed that all-time high. Maybe I missed selling it in the 400 handle. But man, oh man, I'm not going to let this thing slide under 350 on me. And so, you know, so you got, it's just overhead supply. So the gap on the downside that I think is important to hold if you're a new long. And if you're looking to get out over 400, man, and fill that gap, I guess your actual gap on the upside here is between 402.67 and 415.50. The other thing that I always like to mention is, you know, big retracements. And I figured a retracement of the move from 445 down to that low from yesterday. And the 50% retracement comes in at like 402.5, 405 area. So psychological level of 400, 50% retracement of 400, there's going to be a wall there for a while.
All right. Some good levels to pay attention to if you are looking at trading Boeing. But again, it might be one of those strategies to just kind of get some clarity over this whole picture after this wild volatility and pretty sad stories coming out of these airline crashes. Now let's talk about some economic data. You and I chatted about it off mic, and every day or close to every day, it seems like we get some sort of economic data, whether it's out of the U.S. or out of some other country. And a lot of people hang on this economic data as long-term barometers for what the market is going to do and how the economy is doing. But quite frankly, this data seems to be very short-lived in terms of market impact. Can you explain how you balance out the data that we see every day and trying to correlate that to market moves?
Well, I think first thing that you have to note, I know, Corey, you're a youngster. You have not been following the markets as long as I have, along with some of your listeners. But there's always been different data points that have moved the market. And, you know, in the 80s, it was the money supply, and then it was the bonds, and then there were different indicators. So it has shifted where the emphasis has been on the economic numbers. As of late, it's been the unemployment number, really. I mean, these consumer confidence numbers come out. They have a short-term impact. But, you know, a lot of times it's almost a fading opportunity. And the best example was on Friday after a week in the market where you had some declines. Street wasn't totally happy with the jobs number, came under expectations. But what happened? You know, that marked a major turning point, and the market was bought up on Friday, and then it continued on Monday, and it's continuing in today's session. So I would use them for short-term opportunities more as a fade than as of anything else, because I mean, also with the revisions that they come out with these numbers, I think you're better off, you know, sticking to your traditional technical analysis or whatever fundamental analysis that you use for your trading than try and make major decisions off this economic data.
Okay. One other thing to consider that we can relate to some of the moves last week, although again, economic data gets blamed for a lot of these moves, is rollovers in future contracts. You mentioned this, I believe, a couple weeks ago to us. And last week, as I said, we saw some volatility. What was your correlation here between the futures contracts, the rollover happening, and the moves that we saw last week?
It was just kind of like the perfect storm. You know, you had the consolidation in the market. You had, you know, you're at the point where everyone thought we were busting out over 2,800 and go to new all-time highs. You had a period of consolidation. And then with the contracts, you know, with the unwinding of the contracts, so let's say you're long the March and you want to stay long the market, you have to sell the March and you have to buy the June. So that exerted some selling pressure in the March. And I think which it, you know, creates, you know, kind of pockets in the market because people aren't creating new positions. They're just trying to juggle their positions, and it creates vacuums in the market. So you had, you know, you kind of had the perfect storm. You had the rollover, the volume being split between two contracts, March and June. Then you had the weak economic data. So to me, you know, the way the market's set up, the circumstances, there's always that kind of volatility around the expiration. And now, you know, the quick bounce, rebound on Monday. I mean, this time, I know when, you had me on in the, the previous few interviews, I was like 2,800, 2,800, resistance, resistance, resistance. Well, you took it away from that level, and now you're right back there, and you're going into a quad, which, well, you'll see, you know, with the expiration, either excessive buying or selling. I don't know. I mean, as much as I like to try and play the short side on the market, going into this quad witch week here, not as aggressive after that strong rebound on Monday.
All right, Joel, we're going to leave it there. If anybody wants to listen to more of what Joel has to say on that Benzinga pre-market show, please click that link below. Also, if you have any stocks that you want Joel to look at or any events at all for the market, please be sure to email me, fleck@kereport.com. Joel is on top of pretty much everything going on within the markets. Joel, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time this week.
Thank you, Corey. I'll talk to you next week.